Come
Thank you
on.
for calling Omex Health. My name is Secret. May I please have the email address on the account?
Francis D, capital F, lowercase r, A N C E S, from the female. So it's Francis, lowercase D, 2000@AOL.com.
Thank you for that information. And may I please have the first and last name?
Francis Miller.
Thank you. And could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
Right, but I'm not in Arizona. I'm in Pennsylvania right now. So the shipping address is 7100 E period Lincoln Drive, Paradise Valley, Arizona, 85253. But I'm back in Pennsylvania now for a while. So I saw that I got an email saying that you were shipping. And I did call because I have, I couldn't take the, you know, those for a while. So I have some things backed up. But I did call before I left and said that I was coming here. Didn't anybody make a notation of that?
No, ma'am. I actually don't see any call history where you called in.
Okay, so you're gonna have to put. All right, you're going to have to put a hold on it. Now, I don't know if you shipped that because it'll probably come back to you. But you could send it on to me here, and then I'll have it for a while, you know, a good while. Because I have two boxes with me that I took with me when I left. You sent me one. I don't know when the last date you shipped, but I didn't even open that box yet.
Okay, ma'am. Just give me one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ma'am. So you were like, so you do want to change the address, correct?
Right. The permanent address is Pennsylvania. I go to Arizona usually in the winter, but because of the coronavirus, we couldn't fly, so I had to rent an apartment there. So I finally could come back to Pennsylvania, but I did rent an apartment, so I'll be going back. So, but the shipping address is 433 Settlers
Drive.
Right?
Hold on, ma'am. Hold on, ma'am. Just give me one moment.
Yeah.
Let me get that pulled up so I can put that in there.
Sure. But I'm very punctual. I did call your company because I had two boxes I hadn't opened yet, and I thought, well, not that it doesn't have a shelf life, but it's just.
So I'm ready for that address now.
433 Settlers Drive, Settlers Drive. And the town is a strange name. It's called Lititz, L-I-T-I-T-Z.
L-I-T-I-T-Z?
No, L-I-T, like lit.
Correct.
And then I-T-Z.
Correct.
Yeah, and it's Pennsylvania, 17543. It's in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
17543?
Correct.
Pennsylvania, get that in there. Okay, so I have 433 Settlers Drive, and I don't want to pronounce it wrong. Lititz, Pennsylvania, 17543.
Yeah, I don't know where they got that name. It's Lititz. I don't know.
Lititz.
It must have been somebody's last name or something. I mean, I have no idea. But that's what it's called. So
Lititz.
Tell me your name so I know who I spoke to today.
My name is Secret.
Spell your name.
S-E-C-R-E-T.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds just like the word. Okay,
yes,
that's cool. Yeah. You have lots of conversations with people with your name. It's nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. It's nice. So I have to spell my name. Okay, so the box that you're sending out, just send to me because it's paid for. And then just make a notation. I'll call back closer to the time that near the end of the three boxes, because I have three. This will be the third box I'm getting.
Yes, ma'am. So let me just see when the next shipment date is for you.
Yeah, because. Were they
so
sending
it looks
it
like the next shipment date is May 27th.
Yeah,
would you like
too soon.
To push that
but
back?
really, yeah, push it back to July 27th.
July 27th.
Yeah, that'll get, and then if I find I used up everything, I'll call you sooner.
Okay, ma'am. So I do have this account updated for you now.
Okay,
and
great.
Since you're calling in, you do qualify for our probiotic. It helps boost your immune system. And I can get you this one-time shipment for only $29.95.
Well, I don't know if I can take that because I have a lactase deficiency. And
oh, yes,
I
ma'am. I understand.
So I have to ask about that because I don't know what that's made of because I can't digest milk. So I don't know how that's made. So I'll have to look it up online and then ask a doctor. Yeah, I mean, you have a lot of good products. I mean, definitely. But, all right, you have a good day. Thank you. I have a plumber here, so I got to go up and talk
yes,
to him.
Yes, ma'am, and thank
okay.
you for calling on Mexico.
Yeah,
You have a
thank
great
you.
day.
Have a good day.